Hey, gang, it's your old pals, Uncle Hank and Kippy. Just want to thank you for tuning in to Are You Garbage?
Yeah, guys, make sure you subscribe. That way you get the episode as they come out. And you can also go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code AYG to get bonus content and get the episodes before they come out and HD streaming. Do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. Come on! This is Are You Garbage, the show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find out if they go up classy or if they're a big old piece of shit, and we got two of them in studio today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful fall day here in the East Village. The leaves are falling. Ooh, I can taste the fucking Reese's cup now. Not long now, baby. Halloween right around the corner.
That's in like 48 hours. What are you talking about?
And I can't wait. My co-host is coming at you from across the table, which means today is a fan question episode.
A family ep, baby.
A family ep. We know it's your guys' favorites, gang. Let me tell you something. If this guy was a candy bar, he would be a Kippy bar, okay? And he would have dark chocolate and a really soft center and real bad eyebrows. Do me a favor. Give it up for my best friend, Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in.
Stop looking at yourself in the monitor.
I'm looking at you to make jokes. You look you look like one of those trash bags that people fill up with leaves with the jack-o'-lantern face on it that they put out in front of their house. Yeah, that's what you look like. Happy to be here, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. A little bit of news coming at you today,
uh-oh,
folks. You know, we just got to get into it, right?
Sure, real quick.
You know, guys, Are You Garbage will be leaving Gas Digital Network. It's all Dylan's fault. Blame Dylan.
I told you about those fucking drops, huh? I told you about the drops, didn't I?
You didn't fucking listen, man, you know?
People are actually going to believe that, and that's the worst fucking part.
It's terrible.
No. Yeah, guys, so we're going to go off and do our own thing, and we launched a Patreon. You can check that out at patreon.com/areyougarbage. I don't know if that's we're contractually allowed to talk about that on the podcast.
We need the money!
Yeah. It's all Ari's
Kippy's
fault.
Got us up to eyeballs in a fucking penthouse in Midtown.
Listen, Kippy...
fucking Kippy Schultz over here.
Kippy was doing a little boozing this weekend, made a couple of bad business decisions, and now the kids got a lease and they're out on our own. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Woo! We're going to be broadcasting from the new Clean Living Studios somewhere in Midtown Manhattan. We're going out on our own. We cannot thank Gas Digital enough.
Yeah.
Dylan, of course, our fucking producer, has been with us to the end.
Dylan, G Mike, baby.
G Mike, of course, everybody here, Lewis, Ralph, obviously, Bobby, Shannon, Alex, Eric, everybody, the whole gang. It's been awesome.
There's no bad blood.
Bad blood at all. And that's what's fucking so awesome about this network and about Lewis and all that stuff. And let me tell you this. So we got to be a part of Legion of Skanks last night. It was the big guy,
Don't talk about it.
I'm not, but it was the big Ari Shaffir trial. And just the production quality, the fucking production, the fucking the effort and energy that's put into what they do and what they did yesterday was the exact reason almost that, you know, we want to go out and be
build,
on our own.
Yeah, we want to build
we
our own
We
want to
emulate
thing.
What these guys are doing. Yeah. And you guys have all been so supportive. And the audience and the fan base has grown so much that we want to be able to give, you know, the best thing that we possibly can and do it for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why we're moving on. That's the whole reason. It's not Dylan's drops, okay?
About 10% of it is Dylan.
It's not that he fucking tried to put the moves on my cousin the last time he was down in Philly.
He's a good-looking kid. Your cousin, that is. Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Everybody's, all the Skank fans, everybody's been fucking fantastic.
Unbelievable.
We love
honestly,
everybody.
Honestly, the best fans in the fucking world. And we hope to God that you guys all come with us on this journey.
We need you to come with us on this journey, all right? There's a fucking nut we got to cover every month now. Yikes.
Yikes.
Guys.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. We're really excited. The response so far has been fantastic, so we're happy to see what happens.
And also, too, something that we want to emulate is they do so much, you know, extra content. They give so much extra to their fan base. You know, that's something that we want to be able to do completely, unlimited and unhinged as far as, you know, just, you know, It's not just going to be the podcast. It's going to be a whole shitload of fucking content, and it's going to be really, really fun, and we really appreciate you guys.
Also, too, now all of our episodes, all the way back to the first episode that we've ever done ever, are now available on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch. That's where everything is, and we're still going to do the two episodes for everybody every week to go out on iTunes for free to everybody. We're just doing additional episodes, some videos, some other content, some live streams and stuff like that on www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. Check it out. I need this.
I don't think they care. It's not a secret.
I know. It's a bit. Come on there, trash bag. Jacko.
Please. Hey, there it is.
Everybody, it's.
I'm sick of hearing this shit. You leave me. It hurts me.
Oh, buddy.
But no, again, I mean, this, Ralph and Lewis, and people like that in this business are the people that are showing people the way the future is going to be.
Also, too,
and we want to be a part of that with us.
I was a little nervous coming in here. I thought it was going to be a fucking setup. I thought I was going to come in and have to fucking the Puerto Rican rattlesnake was going to have me in an armbar.
Gee, Mike's got a Luger and a silencer.
This is like that scene in Inglourious Basterds.
What's it on the plastic? You guys painting?
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. We're excited, man.
Yeah, thank you. And this is a family episode, baby. This is the going away party.
It's going to be a lot of family things coming up, so get ready. Get your trashiest dishes ready and recipes.
Yeah, and that's at www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. Cut the tapes. We've had fucking, when we put out that we're doing a fan question episode, mm-hmm. a listener question episode, they fucking fly in.
The kids go nuts.
I announced it like fucking four
hours
ago.
We're giving away Dion tickets.
We got a Dion who?
Look at you. Thanks, man. You don't have to do that. Thank you, buddy.
That's fucking dosed for sure, dude.
Why does the coffee here always have so much froth on top?
I don't know.
It has weight. I always think it's a cappuccino.
They're staring at with their ween.
It's just iced tea. Thank you, buddy. Hey, I hope it's dosed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're dressed for it. Fucking, you're dressed like John Candy in every movie after fucking 2004.
Ah, he really let it ride, didn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I'm doing my own wardrobe.
He leaned into it, man. I love it.
Okay, let's see.
You got some cues?
We got some fucking cues, and I mean, they're fucking... Some of them are so funny, and I get jealous when I see them. Some of them I have on my list already that I'm like, fuck, before I could get to it.
We all think alike. That's what's great.
I know. We're all fucking trash. First of all, thank you so much to all the listeners that write in. It's fucking... And we just can't get to all of them, And some of them are repeats that we've done before, so you don't want to,
The Facebook group has been killing me lately.
Dude, the Facebook group.
I've been dying.
Check out the Facebook group. Check out, Reddit and Discord. They're all, we're everywhere
on
there.
Did you see the SpaghettiOs and lobster shells?
Oh, yeah. And that's got Foley family written all over it.
I'll tell you what looked really good was the hot dog, the Frank and Beans tacos or tortillas. Somebody whipped up. They look shabby.
Yeah, but I think that was like that guy's dinner. That's an okay drunk thing if you got to pull it together, but... If you're making that for a sit-down din-din.
I'll make that on Thanksgiving. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
Talk to me.
This is one that I've been wanting to talk, I've been wanting to bring up. I'm just waiting for the right guest. And I definitely, we've talked about it a little bit. You definitely have an opinion on it. And this is from my favorite fucking name, Charlene. This is from
Charlene?
Charlene.
No way. Yeah.
Fucking Charlene, kid. Oh, dude, Charlene, you gotta be garbage.
Fucking
down
there with Charlene in the fucking park.
That's such a name that, some Boston skeezer throws out. Fucking Charlene!
That was also the name of like every love song in the 50s. Charlene.
Yeah, there's a lot of Charlenes running around back then.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da, bang-a-dang-dang-dang, Charlene. You broke my heart.
All right, this is from Charlene. How do you like your eggs? Is one style more garbage than another?
Well, I know what you're going to say is the trashiest.
What?
And my favorite, and every time, I like Dylan bracing himself when I open my mouth.
I like to cook mine in a shoe from time to time. An old work boot if my dad had a long day.
No, but what would be the trashiest and the most delicious is the dippy egg.
Oh, what? I'm a dippy.
Are you
dippy
a dippy kid?
Yeah, I grew up as a fried egg. Over, I don't know the names of
it. Technically, it's over easy. is what a dippy egg is, okay? Now, a fried egg means that you do it in a little bit higher heat.
Both sides, so it really seals.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You could do it sunny side up and still be a fried egg. Fried egg, sunny side up.
Yeah. No, I know what a fried egg is, but it gets you, like, over soft, over medium, over my ball
sack. I like when they're cooked loose and soft. I don't like I don't like brown on my omelet.
Whoa.
Okay, I'll tell you that right now. I see brown.
Now. Run mine through again.
Hey, Ma, do it again, okay? Do it again.
I was a big fried egg kid all growing up. Love a good yolk. Sunny side up does me a little weird. I don't like seeing
sunnies, man. If you're doing sunnies, you either did time or you were a nam.
Yeah,
sunny side egg guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's black coffee and grapefruit juice. That's what comes with this fucking two sunny side up.
Burn the hash browns.
Oh, dude, anything better than a burnt set of fucking home fries from
give me 2 weeks old
from a diner? Good night.
Oh, I used to love working in fucking breakfast places.
Yeah,
coming up through the restaurant industry.
I mean, bad.
Shout out to the Blue Bell Grill and Deli. Whoosh.
You've taken me there before.
Have I?
Yeah, after that horrible corporate gig we did.
Oh no, that was Gems. That was Gems. Flashback to the 50s.
You used to work there, though.
Yeah, I used to work there.
Is there any trash dining establishment you didn't work at in Bluebell, Pennsylvania throughout the fucking 80s and 90s? Every time I ride by with this kid, I used to bust tables there. I used to be a short order cook there.
I was either cutting lawns, working at a gas station, working at a restaurant in the back. I wasn't really a front of the house kind of kid.
Back oh house.
Or my favorite job of all time coming up was I worked at a car wash. If this goes south,
you still have the bikini.
Number six.
Working at the car washer.
Holding up the round cards.
Come on in. You got an arrow. You're out front letting the girls hang out.
I could work at a car wash, man. I love clean cars and the way they operate.
Yeah, it's also too, it doesn't seem hectic to me.
Hold on. And I used the Brent Ernst tip. Remember Ernst said grease the guy doing the cleaning in the beginning?
Yeah.
Slip that guy a five. Oh, you could have eaten off that steering wheel. I did.
I wanted to get back to the eggs a little. The
of
eggies,
course, yes,
the eggies,
of course.
The eggies. Fucking
so
chalene.
I would say, and now when I say dippy, okay, that's not just a preparation, it's also an ingredient. Dippy eggs when I was a kid is my dad would make the egg. It would be like an over easy egg. He would put a little bit of ketchup on it, and then he would cut them all up and chop it all up and mix it all up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like fucking tuna tartare on toast.
Yeah.
You slapped that
we
on
did
a
that. We did the same
fucking
thing.
Piece of rye.
We would do a piece of Stroman's. Shout out to the Yes family for sure.
For showing up early in the morning with the fresh bread.
Dude, Stroman's. Woo! Just the right fucking toast on them?
Yo, you get a fresh bag of bread at the grocery store. It's like finding gold. Oh, it ain't nothing better, and you know it.
Stroman's king, dog. Not that fucking queen pussy shit. We're talking king size.
You ever go to somebody's house and they have the little loaf? They don't have the family size? Oh, what's your dad do again? Yo, what the fuck?
Yo, what are you in a sack? What do you got, a go bag? You got to hit the bricks quick. You're not investing in a whole loaf of bread.
You bought enough bread for 3 hours. What's going on here, bro?
I'm not even
going
to make it to lunch with
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Is there a loaf in the freezer?
I
got to
do it. I
got to
do
it.
Open face tuna sandwich at lunch. Ran out of fucking bread.
I always do it. When I make
it's either
sandwiches.
Real trashy or real classy. If you get like the short half rye, like the beefsteak or or whatever, that sounds erotic, if you ask me. I'll come over to your house for a beefsteak. Woo-wee.
I like it. Pumpernickel, if you know what I mean.
You know what is is real? I got an opinion on this. I only found
Wait,
out-
hold on. We didn't finish the egg.
This is still the eggs.
Still the eggs.
I'm just switching avenues over to Scrambies. love a good Scrambie.
Don't you know it?
Dude, I could eat.
I'll have cheese on mine, please.
I'm not even fucking around. I could put down a dozen Scrambies for breakfast. They don't even, it's like I'm eating fucking aspirin. It don't even register.
Every time I'm making breakfast, regardless of who I'm around, when you're cooking, everyone's watching you, the people fucking armchair quarterback.
What do you want, fucking Top Chef? What do you mean everybody's watching you? What are you living in? You live in an apartment with your wife or your girlfriend.
Well, if I'm like down at my parents.
What, the neighbors come up? And the big man's throwing down on brunch. I got two front row seats. Let's go. I got two in a balcony. Who's
neighborhood
buying?
Kids looking in the window.
He's about to paint his masterpiece.
They always say you'd say, oh my God, how many? Like, I'm four eggs scrambled.
Easy.
Because it doesn't come out to four, because there's a little bit on the edge.
That's such a fact.
They always look smaller.
That's for sure.
You got to go one extra.
I do three because I do them a lot. And I can't be eating fucking 4 or 5 eggs a day. You know?
Oh, they're good for you now.
Nah, okay.
Farm fresh, cage free.
Yeah, whatever you need to do, whatever you need to fucking tell yourself, dude. How do you make your scrambies? One,
yeah.
I got a couple of questions, so don't answer until complete. Okay?
Okay.
Do you mix them in a bowl first and whisk them up, or also do you add anything to them? Do you put any water or milk in them?
What? Did you say water?
Yeah, people do that. That was a depression thing that I found out. It makes the, as my mom would say, it makes the eggs go longer.
Jesus Christ.
It was a depression.
Water.
Yeah.
Milk, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they make
maybe.
It makes them fluffy.
It does. I also know people that put some pancake mix in there, people that put a little sour cream.
Hey, Foley, who are these people you're talking about?
Ralph Cipriano on The Sopranos used to put a little sour
loops.
Cream. All right, do you want to, the culinary answer is this, okay? And I think I know the reason why you're bringing this up, not to get too into it. How do we do our scrambled eggs? You're not supposed to add any salt or anything to the egg while it's uncooked because it starts to break down the egg. You're only supposed to season them afterwards. So what you would do is I would scramble them up in a bowl. I would put olive oil in the pan, and then right before I put the eggs in, I would add a little butter. You throw them in.
Wait, did you say you do the bowl first or no?
Scramble them up in the bowl, okay? And then throw them in there. And then the trick to get great scrambled eggs is on heat, off heat, okay? Because it continues to cook after you take it off the heat. As everybody knows, the egg is very delicate, and it cooks very easily, particularly in high heat, all right? I think the reason you're bringing this up is because of the Gordon Ramsay method, which a lot of people saw on the internet over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't fuck. I love Ramsay. He seems like a good shit.
They're
I don't
best,
fuck with the
they're
eggs.
They're the best scrambled eggs
I'm
you've
not
ever
saying they're
your
not.
Life. He does everything in a cold pot. He puts a couple chunks of butter and the whole egg in there and then scrambles them on and off heat
mm-hmm.
for fucking like 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and they come
that's
out,
a long time for scrambles.
But they come out so,
doesn't matter,
so you, creamy. A little bit of chives, maybe a little creme fraiche, cream cheese, whatever you got in the house.
But yeah, that's too long for scrambies because you eat the scrambies in like 10 seconds.
That's why you make regular scrambled eggs to eat while you wait.
A little starter, a little buffer. Let me get a Western to wait. You know what I mean?
Keep the party going. Oh, I love a Western.
That was Shaolin. Thank you, Shaolin.
Classius would be hard boiled, then soft boiled.
I do it on the pan. So I watch this thing. It's these like French fucking chefs that make like the world's best egg or whatever mm-hmm. at this place out in LA. And they crack just a little bit of butter, crack right on the pan. And then very low heat, low and slow for like, you know, when you just...
We'll scramble them in the
you
pan.
Scramble them in the pan.
Sure.
So that's the way I go. Plus, I don't like mixing... I'm making dishes. If I'm scrambling a bowl and then a pan, then I got the forks dirty. You got to get another fork. Can't be using that same fork. You got a bowl. You got a whole thing, you know?
Eggs are always a weekend thing for us. There was no eggs being cooked during the week when my dad's rushing out the door, slamming a cup of coffee. My mom's screaming at me because, you know, I'm not out of the shower yet.
Yeah.
It was a fucking... It was an imitation Pop-Tart called Toastums. No icing, not even cooked, just fucking out the door, or apples and cinnamon instant oatmeal, which was brutal.
Yeah, oatmeal can hit the fucking bricks.
What are you
dude.
Doing? What are we doing giving kids
it's
oatmeal?
Like fucking
what
chopped
fuck?
Up cardboard. Get out of here.
There you go. Try not falling asleep in third period, fatty.
You know what? So as a
carbo load me before I get on the bus.
As a product of divorce.
Uh huh.
Half the week I was spent with my dad, half the week I was spent with my mom, and the days I didn't live on a bus route. Like, I was, like, in the, you know, the next town over, but it was, like, fucking 7 minutes away. So, like, the bus would...
Drinking a beer with a cracked egg in it in the morning, you and your old man?
Fucking Michelob. Is it beer or Michelob?
There's tuna in the fridge.
No, he's a big Wawa guy, coffee guy. He doesn't make coffee at home. So we would stop at Wawa every
once
morning.
Once they're stopping, you're in.
Dude, oh.
If your parents have to stop somewhere to get something, exploit the shit out of it.
Well, that was breakfast. When he drove me to school, we would stop. I'd get a fucking Wawa iced tea and a fucking bagel. This is before this predates Sizzly. So you get the fucking I'd get a bagel with
Sizzly.
Butter.
I hope your town has something like a Wawa and they have something like a Sizzly.
Yeah, Sizzly's
which is
the breakfast sandwich.
Pre-made breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, it's not too
in a little foil
shabby.
Bag.
That was Shaleen.
Good
you.
Stuff. Great question.
Thank you, Shaleen.
Kippy's not a fan of the deviled egg. That would be my number one.
I don't get it, man. I don't know. Like I just said, I grew up with some weird, you know, weird food shit, you know?
Love a fucking deviled egg.
This is one of, we might have talked about this, was from Rob. Have you ever used the kitchen stove to light a cigarette?
Electric or gas?
Yeah, I fucking...
The electric ones, man. I knew it was trashy when we were doing it. That was the only thing, when we lived in the townhouse community, which sounds really bad coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah. Not if the fibers of that community weren't that strong. Everybody was fucking everybody when they were probably at work.
But they had electric stoves, and that was the only time in my life I had to deal with electric stoves. Yeah. Those, man, fucking...
Was it the coil ones that would turn fucking bright red?
No, but I knew a couple of rich friends that had the...
The surface.
Yeah, those things.
I tried lighting Bernies on those.
I've lit a Bernie off one of those ones.
It takes a while.
Yeah,
though.
It takes a while.
Dude, you got to have fucking good lung capacity.
But
to
I
get
thought
that
those
thing.
Things were like from space, where it's just a plate of glass and it heats up. Those are fucking tight.
This is how trashy I am.
Ours are coils.
I think our boy, I think he listens. Shout out to Dougie B if you listen. I know you used to. His family, his dad worked for Whirlpool. So like when those dropped, he got the first one. He got the first one off the fucking assembly line. And this is early 90s, you know? And I remember when they got that. That, like, we went over to see it. It was,
really?
Like, a thing.
Go over they and were, see the oven.
I don't know.
Holy shit. Does it get any trashier than that?
I don't know.
Did they cancel school? No homework tonight. We're all going to see Bobby's family's oven.
Shout out to Dougie. I remember.
The Dougie family whirlpool. You know, he works for him, you know. That's garbage.
Dude, so.
Going over to, we've done that.
I don't know.
When my aunt's got a new fridge, you go over and check it out to take us for a test drive in it.
You're outside playing in the box. You think it's a spaceship. Ma, can we take it home? I'm crying. Oh, God, I literally have tears.
Yeah, that's
holy
fucking garbage.
Shit.
We went over to see it.
I don't know.
You go over and see a car, a baby. You don't go over to see an appliance. Man, what is wrong with us? What the fuck was wrong with our parents? Go over and see the oven.
Hold on, I don't know if we went.
You go over there, got a new pool. Let's go see it.
I don't know if we went over a specific.
You got to see this washing machine. It's, oh, my God.
I don't know if we went over a specific.
Yeah, you did.
No, I think.
Yeah, you did. Denise wanted to see what the Joneses had going.
I think it might have been we were there, and we. I remember standing in the kitchen talking about it. And I mean, thinking that thing was from fucking NASA or
How
something.
How old were you? Talk. What are you, a fucking salesman at Sears? Chopping it up?
Did you get the warranty too? Two-year warranty.
Shout out to Sears.
Oh my God, that's fucking great. That's fucking, this is just a funny one. I don't think,
but hold on. Lighting a cigarette off the electric coils.
Yeah.
Is brutal. Because it's, the tobacco will stick sometimes.
Stick and you get, yeah.
You're really, those are like, they ruin the cigarette. It's life examining moment.
It's like,
what
it's
am
like
I
having
doing?
A car lighter in your house. Remember the old school car lighters?
Do I?
Nothing's better than cranking a fucking fresh Bernie,
ooh,
a Marlboro Mild off of one of those things. Good night.
When I was a kid, those things were equal to a lightsaber as far as
oh,
danger.
Oh, yeah. Mine was, mine would pop out. Like it would like launch into like the center console. So you had to have a good fucking.
The guy at the Ford plant wound the spool tube.
You had to have a good timer in your head. You know what I mean? You plugged it in, you knew you got about 8 seconds of that till it's fucking 4th of July in the back.
Pushing that thing in on a cold day, fucking waiting for the car to warm up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. God, that's funny as shit. And this one's
great
from
question.
Rob, too. It's just a funny question. Do you own any clothing with the Punisher logo on it? Because if you do, you trash.
No, but it wasn't because I didn't want one. I'll tell you that. When I was a kid, that's all I wanted to wear.
I never got into that.
You're not a comic book guy.
Nah, man. Well, what happened was nobody was talking fucking comics book. They were like for nerds, right? It was like the nerdy kids did comic books. And like... The fucking, all movies and TV shows, the nerd was into comic books.
Yeah, you guys had, people were reading comics, you guys had like an oxy ring when you were fucking 11 years old.
Kind of fast and loose with the fucking perk 10s.
Running an underground casino, like little Nucky Thompson.
Yeah, hey, kid knew how to wet his beak early on, all right? That's www.patreon.com/areyougarbage.
Come on with us, gang.
What was I saying?
Yeah.
Oh, the comic books. All through the 90s, the nerd, on all media, the nerd was depicted as reading comics, a comic book nerd was a thing. So, and none of my friends ever talked about, like, we were never, like, gathering comics, or we never went to go look at them or buy them.
Well, I think that's because you guys weren't able to express your feelings.
Yeah, that's what I find out come fucking 2009. Everybody's like, I've been watching Superman my whole life. I've been reading the comic book since I was four. I'm like, why the fuck did anybody tell me? I can't get into it as a fucking grown man with a receding hairline. Shout out to the internet comments.
What did you like that was somewhat cutesy or childlike? Did you have a doll or a teddy bear or anything? I can't believe you...
Fucking cranking Bernie's
being,
dog.
Being, like, affectionate or, like...
I had dogs growing up.
You were probably
Shout out
a
to
weird
Rusty
kid.
And Patches.
I'm not talking dogs. Like, did you have a teddy bear?
I had a blankie, an orange blankie that the kid loved. And this thing was ratted, tad, and my fucking... You couldn't put that in a wash. Kid couldn't... My mom would put it in the wash. I'd stay next to the washing machine like a lost kid waiting to get picked up. And I had a G.I. Joe t-shirt that I really liked that I would put in the freezer and then put on.
Why?
I don't know, because I was a weird fucking kid. I liked it on my nips.
Put it in the freezer?
Yeah, man, I was a weirdo, dude.
What, is this like on a hot day?
Nah, just to, you know, fucking around.
Okay.
Just to watch my tunes.
Yikes. That sounds real normal. How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. What can I say, dude? All right, this is one. This kind of goes along with what we were talking about. This is from Court. How long will you let an appliance go without acknowledging that it doesn't work? I.e., my dryer hasn't worked in 2 months, but we all keep pretending it's not happening and just use a laundromat while it pridefully sits downstairs. It will remain there. It will remain there. We'll pretend to be class. That's from Court.
Completely.
Do you have any appliances in the house or the garage, the basement that don't work? Or that don't work as they should all the time?
I was going to say, that's two separate questions. If it's completely broke, that's one thing. But the Foleys are notorious for just because something... Because you need a couple extra steps now to turn it on or to get it moving. You have to do this, do that.
You got
to
smack
it. You got to jiggle the handle. You got to stick your hand in the thing.
Yeah.
You got to pull the... Like, we had a toilet...
You got to fuck a little bit of foreplay to fucking get your toast right.
Well, we had a toilet that we had where we had to go in and go into the tank almost every time
we used
it. If
you have to, dude...
For years.
I don't trust that water to this day. And I've worked for
the
plumbing
company. Tank water?
Yeah.
Tank water? You drink that. Clean as a whistle in that tank. It always looks so cool and clear, too.
Is that how you keep your good skin?
Little tank water.
Yeah.
Or like a lawnmower that like the starter didn't work or you, something like that, whatever.
Yeah, we used to, I told you we had that old John Deere.
We were jumping cars fucking in the driveway for a couple of months.
Yeah, that's
tough. The starter didn't work.
That's tough.
I remember one time pushing my mom down the street in an old Datsun because she had a stick shift and you know how you pop it in the gear to get her to work one day. And I was like 11 doing it.
Yeah. That was another thing.
It's
fucking, that's one step above Fred Flintstone.
She's got
hey, boo-boo.
Henry, get up and give me a push.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's bad. We had a tractor that I had to jump every time with, like, the portable battery to turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're, like, especially
But completely broke. You're Jeff Foxworthy at that point. You got to get that out of there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's definitely, we got a garage full of just fucking shit from the 90s left over.
That doesn't work?
There's a little go-kart in there with four flat tires that doesn't run.
Ooh, we should break that out.
It was for like a six-year-old. It's like tiny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fit? No. Could be funny.
You know what else is real trashy too, which I've done a bunch? Is the slow leak in the tire that you keep the air compressor in the trunk for, and then you're at like fucking super fresh parking lot blowing up your thing, smoking a Bernie.
All through my 20s, I had a Honda Accord that almost every other time that I got gas, I had to get oil because I had some kind of slow oil leak. Always. Yeah, you were always running on the edge.
Yeah, for sure. I still run on the edge a little too much.
Your car is fucking, man, that thing. Sheesh.
What?
What? It's nice. It stinks.
It's nice on the inside. It's a New York City car, man. It's got some dings on it.
That rust on the wheels from the
what the fuck? Jesus Christ. Kelly Blue Book on that thing, still tip top.
You bought it, now you saw it.
This was another one. Hold on. I want to find it. This is from Renee. Shout out to Renee. This, while we're on the subject, what is in your cup holders in your car right now? The door holders, too.
That's
yours. Yours are either nice for like 2 days or.
Because I do get the car washed every couple. A couple of weeks, I'll give you.
That.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get in there and it's like a fucking rat's nest.
But that's why I love my car so much, is having that, like, you know, it feels like it's my space. I love when it's like, when it has like my things all spread out around it. Like I'm a big guy that, or when I get into the car, I love putting all my shit on the passenger seat.
Big passenger
guy. I feel like Michael J. Fox in fucking Back to the Future. That's honestly why I do it. That's a true story. That's why I do it. Like, you know, putting like your smokes and your phone and everything's right there.
I love how you think it's like a cool thing. Like, that's why I do it. Most Americans put their stuff on their fucking passenger seat.
I think it is cool. It's like one of the charms of having a car. That's why I love my little car.
Okay.
But I can say this, as time goes on, one thing you will definitely find in most crevices of my car.
French fries.
No.
That was big in my mom's Sebring. Ugh. A couple of fucking BK fries snuck down there. Couldn't get them with the tweezer fingers.
Mickey D's fries don't age well. I'll tell you that. They do not age well.
No.
I will always have a crumpled up straw wrapper.
Big. They hang around for a while. Yeah. Water bottles too.
There'll be like a little rim of like tobacco, not burnt tobacco, but like that shaked out from the pack.
Yeah,
a cough drop or two. Quarters.
I let my car sit for a little bit, and when I got back in there to get the quarters out, I had to get like a fucking jackhammer to get them
so
out.
So gross.
They were in there with like soda and fucking everything. Sweat. You know, shit was fucking. In there.
I did that this summer when I did a really deep clean on the car. I scooped out all my quarters. I had to put them in like a little bucket with like soapy water and like let them sit overnight.
Just fucking toss them. Give them to a homeless guy.
You can't throw out money.
Okay, now all of a sudden you're fucking Johnny Law.
No, it's bad karma.
Bad karma?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, you throw out money goes away from you. It's like a penny on heads.
Well, listen, it can't run away from you any quicker, okay?
Great question. There's always an empty soda cup in there, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way.
Which I'm surprised you guys don't bust me more for my fast food intake. Because there's usually...
I shit on you constantly. The fans say I'm too mean to you. You consume way too much fast food.
Because the other day I had an old milkshake thing in there, and there was some milkshake on the seat, and you got in and didn't notice it.
I'm trying to be nicer to you. I did notice it. First of all, I thought it was cum, and then I saw the fucking milkshake thing in the cup holder.
Whacking off in the car.
I said the guy got a little frisky. I'm trying to find this one, because we were talking about cars. Here it is. This is from Dennis. Have you ever owned two of the same cars, one to drive and one for parts?
Holy shit. What? No.
Well, let me tell you about 2004.
Real trash.
So, my brother had a Chevy Lumina, right? At one point.
Quit bragging.
I know. I'm not bragging. My brother got a really cheap car. It was a Chevy Lumina, so he had that. I also, my stepdad, my first car was for like $1,200, I think, when he bought me a Chevy
Lumina.
Were
you two both driving around in the same model car?
Different colors, but yeah.
Ugh.
I had a white. He had like that early 90s.
What are you, a fucking militia?
Blue. That's... You know that like light blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what his was.
The Lumina stunk all over. There was no straight angles on it. It was all bent.
It was all curves. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That car, when it was like oddly wide on the inside.
It was big. That was a big body, a big bench seat in the front, too.
It was weird.
Yeah, you could lay in that thing top, like toe to head to toe.
There was something else that came around the same time. Like, that's what they advertised. It was like real wide. Like
a Caprice Classic type thing.
Yeah, but bigger.
But so I had mine. I had a white one. My brother had a blue one. I think my brother went to college and his car was just like sitting at the house, you know what I mean? Because he was like living in the city or whatever.
Right.
So I had mine. I then crashed mine around a telephone pole on my block while I was cutting school. Right. So we just took that. My stepdad put it at a shop that he has. So that was at the shop and he replaced it with the same exact car for $1,200. He found the same exact car.
Uh huh.
And I just got a 1995 white Chevy Lumina. So now, you know, it's like 2004, that car...
Your stepdad did this.
Yeah.
He had to buy it for you.
Yeah.
He probably hated you.
Oh, yeah.
I would have kicked you to the fucking curb.
So
I would have kept your sister and your brother.
Yeah, they're good shits.
Yeah, you would have been fucking out. So, I look at you, just know what a liability. Be losing my heart on as I'm walking into my in the room with
Christ.
You.
What the fuck, dude? And people say I'm too mean to you. I was fucking talking about
Kevin. Go in your treehouse for a little while.
Yeah.
fucking weird fat kid staring at me. Little blonde bowl cut.
Go play with the dog, will you?
Sweatpants too tight.
But then my Lumina,
eating a dinner roll.
My 10-year-old Chevy Lume kept breaking down. But we had my brother's car and my broken and the one that I crashed sitting. So we were just this thing was like Frankenstein. We were just harvesting it for parts.
Different color body work is real bad. When you see a guy has like a different colored like trunk.
But I respect it because it's all intentions of all right. I'll get it on there and then I'll paint it next week because they're jammed up for cash.
You're not painting anything.
They think they're going to, but then the laziness,
Where do you go and get your whole? Are you allowed to?
Maco, AMCO.
It never looks. No, that's Amoco. Finish is never as brilliant.
Yeah, well, it's better than a fucking red hood on a white car.
Always seemed garbage.
It was like $4.99. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
What was their advertising budget? They were on like every fucking third commercial was Maco.
I know. Yeah.
Some dirtbag fucking got a DUI in his fucking IROC Z. I need some dings banged out.
This is also from Dennis. Dennis had a couple of fucking home runs. Have you ever owned a plastic garden shed?
Oh, we have one next to our garage right now.
Oh,
yeah, it's got the snowblower in it and a bunch of wasp nests and scary spiders.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Those things.
My mom always. Can you run? Get the fuck out of here.
Those things only look good till the first time it rains or a hot summer. Do they start fucking fading? Like a bad playhouse.
I had to clean the outside of it today. It was all like
today.
Green. No, I mean this summer it was all like green. You know, like that like green moss starts growing up on
it. Yeah, the grass clippings that are stuck to the side of it and shit.
Yeah, there's always a fucking killer spider in there too, running the block.
Yeah. Run the roost.
Oh man,
they don't
fucking
dude.
Two flies just like it's a pussy.
Those things don't, dude.
Scary.
Those things look they look good when you get them. That's one of those things that it's like it looks great and you're like, oh, this is awesome, and then they fucking unless you got a maintenance program on those things.
I always
quick.
Thought sheds were pretty trashy too.
Yeah, this is
they've done better with them. My brother has a real nice one. Like I would live in it.
Yeah, some of them are nice.
Plus, it's got that gasoline smell. Put you right to sleep.
We had a shed that never finished. It was just the foundation of the shed in the backyard.
Looks like a manger.
It's just a
baby kippy.
It was just like a square on the ground. The floor was laid, but nothing else.
That's trash.
We were trash, dude. That's bad.
If you lay the foundation and walk away from the job, man, that's bad.
Especially
man.
When the job's in your backyard.
That's no good.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah,
I do have one.
That's bad.
It has a moonroof, too. It actually opens up on top.
So you can check the stars out
while you're cooking beans.
Cooking beans. Oh, God, that is good. Oh, this is Matt. My question is, are you garbage if you frequent a gas station for your lunch, such as Wawa? I've had breakfast there most of my childhood, so
sure.
Yeah, it's tough. But some of them stepped their game up. Some of them got decent food, but you can't be going... It's all right if you're in a pinch, if you're driving, if you don't have that much time, but if you're going every day to a, it's, you know.
People in the burbs, man, most of them have that morning routine. My mom had that forever.
Love
every single
good
morning
routine.
Fucking getting in the car, getting your coffee, getting your whatever, and
dude,
driving to work.
I would go get a, I'd fucking go to Wawa, get a Sizzly, a hash brown, if I was, you know, treating myself a little bit. Fucking Wawa iced tea. This is when I was working. Like when I first started doing comedy, I was working in the city. I'd have to fucking get up, crush that in the parking lot. Wouldn't even make it. I'd fucking rip right through that.
You know, I love eating and driving.
Oh, dude. You can't enjoy it. It's too much. So I fucking crushed it.
That's part of it.
Crush the scissor and then fucking have a Bernie lip before I even pulled out of the fucking parking lot. Take that first sip of my extra coffee. Good night.
How's that breath when you get into the office?
Oh, man. Not.
Right to the crapper.
No, no bueno. This is one. Oh, and in the other sense too. Have you ever used the microwave frozen food at a gas? Have you ever used the microwave at like the 7-Eleven or something?
Let me tell you something. It's funny you mention that because I thought about this the other day.
That's from Ray.
Ray, that's great.
That's I can't believe we haven't talked about that yet.
You know, I'm 10 years older than you, right?
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. this is like pre-Wawa or whatever, 7-Eleven had like a they had the frozen hamburgers, and they had the frozen burrito was like part of pop culture in the early 80s, like, you know, going to the 7-Eleven and get a burrito. I never could cross that fucking bridge. They just looked so dirty and so gross, especially those. This is 80s frozen hamburgers. Now, I've had a hamburger from 7-Eleven in the past 5 years.
I would say past 5 days, but whatever you want to tell yourself, big man.
Well, they started to put the hot box in the front at 7-Eleven. They got the wings in there, and then they got the pizza warmer. Sometimes they
those are all right. I mean, I'm on the record for saying this. Anything you pull off those fucking... those heat lamps?
Well, they throw,
sign me the fuck up.
They throw cheeseburgers in there, and they're in like a little foil bag. The bun's fucking moist. I tell you what, for a walking around burger, they ain't too shabby.
Get you out of a pinch.
Oh, yeah. They'll fucking straighten you out. That and a Slurpee.
Get your head off straight. All right, let me get a burger and a Coca-Cola Slurpee. Fucking let me start thinking, clear my head a little bit.
I got to get some fresh air in here. You know what I mean? But the frozen ones, nah.
Dude, I think I've used it once or twice, and I got it. I don't understand. I just always thought that it seems too commercial for me. It seems like you got to have the guy come do it for you. It's stainless steel. It's got like two buttons. I wasn't trained on this equipment.
Is the sous chef available?
I'm like, dude, I don't know. This don't look like the one in my house. Where's the easy minute button?
I don't think they allow you to do that anymore. There's no microwaves in 7-Elevens anymore.
I think there is.
No. I thought there had to have been a lawsuit because those were industrial.
That's what I'm saying. I always thought, I'm like, I didn't read the owner's manual.
Fucking burn the place down. Yeah. I know. Never. Because those things were hot, especially in the 90s. They come out steaming.
We were never a Sev family. We never went to Sev.
We were both.
They were 7-Eleven is trashier than Wawa for sure.
Sure.
Just dirtier. They're dingier. Everything's got grease on it.
But they're more national.
National.
And their chili sauce ain't too shabby. Shout out to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Okay, this is also from Dennis. Dennis got 3 home runs. Microwaving food on a paper...
What's this guy, paying you off? Now we're going to be getting emails.
That's
what the
www.patreon. Well, they're coming up naturally. This is microwaving food on a paper towel to save from washing a plate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking use that as my pillowcase.
Also, I'm real weird about... I like conserving paper towels, though.
No, not me. I'm an animal. Love it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why I got in the game. I'm telling you.
That's what I mean.
I'm ruthless when it comes to paper towels.
I can imagine.
And if it was socially acceptable, I'd probably wipe my butt with a paper towel because you get a little more grip.
Yeah, it's just a little tough. If you go to the well a couple too many times, you're going to be fucking.
But if you get those half strips, they ain't too bad.
All right. Here we go. This is from Richie. Is it classy or trashy to use wet wipes, a.k.a. baby wipes, after you poop? Richie thinks it's classy. Nice, clean feel.
I say that it's trashy because
I'm on the fence about this.
I just think they're gross as a whole, but that just could be because of my situation. Obviously, my situation back there ain't good. All right. There's a lot of construction that needs to go on. There's a lot of twisting, a lot of turning. I got to do a lot to keep that area. You know what I mean?
Which I would think.
Up to code.
I think the wipes would help, you know? Too much moisture, maybe?
It's like your ass is wet after you get done doing it. And, like, it has the... None of them have, like, that good smell. And on an adult, it just smells like baby shit on an adult. That's what it makes me think of.
I gotcha. For
now,
sure.
Now, if you could come out with some, you know, different flavors, basil...
Wait, I think... Are you eating them?
No, but they all just have that distinct, like, baby
shit smell.
Well, those
do, yeah, but they have them now that are, like, you know.
They go aloe. That's the best they do, aloe vera.
Nah, they do it.
I want something fresh.
There's, like, the man wipes
or something.
Get me,
like, a Jacar, you know?
Something a CK1.
Obsession. Smelling.
This is gross by Foley.
Yeah.
Because
you know, the other day I looked.
I don't stock it. I get, like, I've done it in the past.
Well,
but
she uses
it. I don't
of course.
Fucking.
I think it's okay in a. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's for fat guys. Let me put it to you that way.
I think it would be for fat, but that's just me. I don't know.
They need to make a fat guy's brand.
They do. One wipe Charlie's.
Oh, really?
Well, they're not a sponsor, but yeah.
What are you, a Marine in the 40s? One wipe Charlie's?
Jesus Christ. Keep it PC, will you?
But the other day, and it's funny you asked that question because it made me think of it. I there was no toilet paper, so I had to use wet wipes for the whole process. That's not good.
No, you got to TP and then you jet stream it with the wet wipe.
Yeah. I had to do all
that's
wet wipes.
That's a fucking scene, man. That's fucking. You got to shower.
Ugh.
That's too much, dude. That is too much. That's what I'm saying. Somebody chimed in the chat. Dude wipes. That's what they're called.
Dude wipes. Thank you.
This is Dan from Manchester. Isn't it? In England. In England, when it's nice weather, all the pubs with beer gardens, outdoor drinking areas are ridiculously busy and it's tough to get served. So I check what bottled beer they sell and go buy the beers at a liquor store and then sit there and enjoy the beer in the garden with the genuine customers. Is this merely troubleshooting or am I garbage?
Oh, you're fucking a dirtbag. What do you mean? No good.
I don't...
Service is never that bad.
How does
the waiter not know?
A packed bar? When was the last time you were... A packed fucking bar.
How does the server not know?
They don't have servers. Or you go up to the pub and buy it the thing.
Oh. I mean,
it's functional. You're there for... booze is a little weird.
What if everybody did that?
Kippy...
What if everybody did that?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I understand. Kippy likes his drinkies.
I don't know what you do when you're over there in Europa.
Kippy likes...
With your highfalutin wife out there fucking... I know you two like to hit beer gardens and hobnob. Yeah, for all I know, you're ripping off some poor tavern owner in fucking Hasselhaven.
No, I love supporting small business. I like to support, but also at the same time, I get this guy.
No.
Maybe if you do a one-for-one, you buy one, have your own, maybe.
Is he ordering food, at least? Come on, you're ripping the place off.
I get it, but...
As a server.
At the same time, I want to fucking drink. I like Kip.
Drink at your house, man.
I drink them fast. I do whatever. I'm not saying I do this, but I...
That's not our kind of garbage.
It's not a class move.
No.
Definitely not class.
No.
Sneaking liquor into a place is a trashy move.
Sure.
I do it. I don't do it. I've done it for
Never
sure.
Never done it.
But you're not that big of a boozer either.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Sneak a couple other things into a bar, though. Check the bedroom situation.
Fucking boofing Advil.
It's so sad. My head always goes there when I go into a restaurant or bar. I scope it, see what the bathroom situation's like.
Yeah. You know my buddies wanted to make an app, for Coke-friendly bathrooms in the city. How great is that?
Ski bumps. The ski bumps app? That's terrible.
But, yeah, it's definitely not a classy move. I think it depends, maybe, you know.
Yeah, no good. Stop doing that, my friend.
Nah, do it from time to time.
How can you say that? That'd be like if you went into a restaurant and brought your own food and sat there.
It's completely different.
How? You're not buying the product at the place.
Because you don't consume fucking 15 chicken parm entrees at a time. It's a volume thing. It's a time and volume thing.
I don't know.
If I had
Sometimes I don't know who you are.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Well, you're getting up. I'm not saying it's not a fucking. He's also not stealing from them.
Technically, he is. He's taking up table where people would spend money.
It's outside. You stand in the streets and stuff.
Oh. Maybe I'm missing.
Or
what,
like you stand. It's not like I don't.
He's not taking up a table or something. He's just hanging out there.
And also, he's probably with a group of people who are drinking.
Okay.
I don't think he's sneaking in a sixer and standing in the corner like a weirdo.
Okay.
Maybe he is. I don't know, Danny.
Well, not that. But I'm saying if you're taking up a table where paying customers would be or something like that, that's garbage.
No, it's not like
if
a burn. It's not
gotcha.
A burn and turn thing. You go up to the bar and then go sit at your place. You go up to the bar, go sit at your place.
I gotcha.
But if the bar's fucking 30 deep and you're hanging out having a good time, you need your fucking pops. That's all I'm saying.
In that case. Sure,
I don't agree with it, but it's definitely not the worst thing in the world. You're trash. Is that what you want me to say, Dan? You're trash.
Definitely.
But I respect it from time to
time. Yeah, but one's much different than the other.
yeah. All right. This is from Ryan. I don't know if we talked about this. This is one I've been wanting to bring up for a while. What type of sandwich bags did you use? Did you use the Ziploc or the flap?
The foldies.
Oh, man, I was a fold.
Come on, bro.
We were a fold family, too.
Come on.
Yeah, by the time I got to fucking lunch, my fucking nibblers were all over the bottom of my bag. What the fuck, Mom? Fucking goldfish leaking out all over my school bag and shit.
Those things couldn't keep a peanut butter and jelly protected to save their life.
I remember thinking as a fucking six-year-old at lunch going, this isn't even technology. None of this works. I don't get it.
I'll tell you what it's better than, though.
Better off putting rubber bands around
it. No, you know what was real trashy? When the kid would fucking reach into his brown paper bag and pull out something wrapped in tinfoil.
Oh.
Like, what the fuck? What does your mom do? What's the deal? What's coming out of there?
A Sammy in tinfoil ain't bad, though.
It's true. As a little kid.
No, you know what the real trash is? Just cellophane. If you got like a fucking ham sandwich wrapped in just cellophane.
Trying to rip it open.
It's like molded around the can of Coke or whatever.
Oh, it's My mom used to do that. She would wrap the soda in tinfoil, thinking that
keeps it cold. That was big in the 90s. I think it might still do that. I don't know.
That didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's
fucking silver bullets.
That's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all cellophane or all foldies.
The rolled ups.
Yeah.
That's all we were, and I'm so garbage. Like, those things are ingrained in me.
Mm-hmm.
That if when I buy plastic bags,
now wouldn't even fit in one of those things. I go straight Tupperware. Put it in a pot.
Have to put it in a guitar case.
I got a 4-footer in there. Like in Dusk Till Dawn. Instead of a machine gun.
Hey, are you going to a concert? Nah, lunch. Oh, my God.
Got a briefcase just for my sandwich.
Somebody just said in the chat, Kippy looks like one of those guys in the theater that carries the girls around so it makes it look like they're flying.
Stagehand Kippy. Look at you. Working the Lion King.
A little bit more of a turtleneck and you're spot on. Oh, dude.
Fucking bald man.
Shout
group.
Out to Cody, or I don't know, King Biscuits. That's a fucking home run. Holy shit, that's funny. But when I buy Ziploc bags now, I think I'm spending too much money because we were such a non-Ziploc fam. I go, I'm getting the good ones. I'm like, this is a treat.
I'm always getting the good ones. I don't have kids. That's what it's all about. That's one thing I love about fucking, about, you know, where we came from and just the Tupperware, cellophane, all that whole industry's evolution. It's fantastic now. I get the big fucking Ziploc bags and put like things in there.
Oh, that's nice.
I use that shit as luggage.
Yeah, me too.
Those things are great.
Dude, we were moving. I got a box of those. I was just throwing shit in there.
You know what my mom does now? I don't know why she does it, okay? But instead of carrying like her little wallet or a purse, she puts her cards and
a Ziploc bag
and receipt in a Ziploc.
What's she
bag.
Going to the fucking water park? Who does that?
I don't know why she did it all summer.
That's a beach thing. That's like a beach and water park.
She
thing.
Wasn't near no beach.
Yeah, it's because she's trash. She was by the pool. Someone throws me into the pool, I need to protect my cell phone. I'm still making payments on
this. That's trash too. Have you ever thrown your mom in a pool? Fully clothed.
That was big in the 90s. Oh, yeah. Throwing someone in a pool, they're like holding on to the fence and shit. I got my phone.
Nothing better than that shit.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't know why she does it. All Ziploc.
I know why. She's trash.
All Ziploc all day.
I don't think any first ladies are putting their fucking shit in a Ziploc bag in case they get thrown in a pool. Holy shit. This is a big, we only got a couple of minutes and we got to wrap it up.
I love these.
Oh, man, these are so much fun. Our fucking
What's cooking in the chat? What else we got?
I don't know. I'm not thinking. There's a whole bunch of people in there chatting it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. They're
moving on with the segment. Thank you.
Yes
and Ryan over here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to read the question. You're like, well, what's going on in the chat? Let me start throwing you curveballs.
Hit me.
How much do you weigh? Will you eat peanut butter straight out of the jar?
I wish I liked it more.
You're not a PB guy?
I wish I liked it more. I do it, but I wish I liked it more.
You wish you liked peanut butter more?
I wish I liked doing that more. I do it, but I don't love it. I'm usually, I like to stick a Hershey bar in there or some celery. God. So if I
could talk about the duality of man, a Hershey bar or a fucking piece of celery
or a piece of apple or something like that.
You know what's big? I'm just a fucking big fan of just a big spoon of fucking
chunky.
Yeah, not chunky. I'm a creamy family. Well, I think you have an opinion on this, and I don't know. What? Break down the fucking how you feel the brands of peanut butter are.
Because
I want to come out and say I was a Skippy household.
Yeah, I think Skippy would have been the premium brand.
You think?
As we were growing up. Yeah.
What about Jif?
Yeah, they're okay.
Okay. Jif seems more like a family-owned business to me. Skippy was like new money, I feel.
Skippy was real creamy, I'll tell you that.
There was like an inch of oil at the top when you opened that thing. Yeah.
We were Peter Pan for a while.
That's not bad.
All right, Peter Pan.
We were never,
We certainly never did like Smucker's Natural or anything like, you know, real peanut butter bullshit.
No.
That was not perfected when I was a kid.
And a follow-up question
fucking
regarding
shells in there and shit.
Regarding PB.
Oyster shells.
Looks like one of those bars where you can crack fucking the peanuts and just keep it drop the would you spring for the little jar or the big jar?
Come on. She's cranking out. She's like a fucking, you know.
I don't know what you're going to say, but there's only two kids, so it should be two
Trust
sandwiches
me.
A day.
She was making sandwiches. All right, she needed the fucking family. We were all family size everything. You got to figure, two sandwiches a day, usually two sandwich per kid at a certain point.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to school with fucking one peanut butter and jelly like a fucking asshole. Not in fucking, like, you know, middle school and high school.
Dude.
I had fucking two PB&Js, and she knew, send me prepared.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I just eat more when I come home, and she's not there. And I get into the pantry.
I told you that I would
like
do
a grizzly.
I would do a fucking can of Slim Fast and hers pretzel nibblers. That was my snack when I got. That's how fat I like it. I just thought it was like chocolate milk.
How did the divorce go?
I thought it was chocolate milk. Dude.
Where do you dental hygienist at?
Milk and pretzels I get down on. The salty
Fuck
and
yeah.
the sweet.
See? All right, there you go. That's wow, look at you turning a little bit.
No.
You just have to go a little bit further with that. Then you got a nice chicken
come
parm.
Kippy.
Milk is sweet. That's why salty things go good with it.
Yeah, but not fucking meat. Pretzels are different.
Maybe.
That's just a little bit above a bowl of cereal, if you ask me. That's like fucking Special K. Fucking pretzels and cereal. Come on.
I always thought about that. Everything's real close to being cereal.
You know what was a fucking a mind blower? It's still like I can taste how sweet it was. We made cereal from Teddy Grahams.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It sucks because that box was so small, so it was really only like a fucking one bowl.
They lasted about 12 seconds.
Oh, man.
They were like passengers on the Titanic.
Dude, they folded under questioning real
just
quick.
Just turned into Graham mush.
Yeah.
Because we used to do that with Graham crackers. I would do that. Or I would sprinkle some Graham crackers on top of my
Graham
Rice
crackers. That's what your family got, Graham crackers?
Top of our Rice Krispies.
Are you a name brand Graham crackers? Because there's a significant difference between Graham cracker, like Nabisco Graham crackers or whatever it was, and the generic ones, because we were typically a generic family.
We were never a traditional
and
Graham
they
cracker
did not
family.
Hold up.
We were never a traditional Graham cracker family. What my mom got was in the Nabisco dark box that had cinnamon and sugar coated on top of the Graham cracker. That's what we got. I don't know what they're called, but they were sparkling. And when you take some counter butter and slather it on one of those things and a fucking cold glass of milk while you're standing there watching fucking Married with Children on a Sunday night, geesh, 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 geesh. Woo! The endorphins were popping.
All right, let's see here. We'll do one or two more and wrap it up.
Excellent.
This has been shoo fun. This is one that I just saw on the way over here that's like, all you only see trashy people doing it is carrying around a Bluetooth speaker playing music out loud.
Dude.
What are we doing?
Dude.
What the fuck are we doing?
We were talking about this the other night. I always assume people that do that, people that like rap out loud on the subway or walk down the street like singing or rapping really loud, that they have a gun on them or they know some form of martial arts, karate, have a knife on them, that they're ready to fight. Because you don't act like that unless you got nothing to lose. You know what I mean? That shit is so fucking crazy to me. Who the fuck... Unless every once in a while, when someone's rolling down and they're playing something hot and it's setting the scene on the street, that ain't too bad.
It's
but that's
a little different.
Very few and far between.
Yeah, I think it's different if you're hanging. If you're posted up, that's fine. Like, if you're like, hey, I'm hanging on the corner, we're having a beer, we're playing whatever. Like, if you're chilling, I'm fine with that. But if you're, like, on the subway...
What have you ever done that? Stand on a corner? What is this? Do the right thing?
I'm not saying I am.
Oh, okay.
But it's just New York. Instead of sitting in people's apartments to go fucking hang on the, you know, on the stoop. But they're set up. They're hanging out there. They're smoking a cig, listening to music, whatever. I can understand
that. I just pictured
that.
You, like, in the cul-de-sac with, like, the boombox. Trying to pretend like you were in Brooklyn.
And how come we don't even talk no more? Oh, my God. Tall drink of water just walked in.
The boss is here.
But I saw a guy going in and out of fucking McDonald's today, and I'm like, you're just annoying.
Yeah.
At any given point, you're annoying 30 people.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's
fucking
what I'm
wrap it up.
Nobody does that unless they know somebody might, they're looking for somebody to say something.
They're looking for some sort of attention, of course. Yeah, exactly.
That shit drives me nuts. I've asked female friends of mine that if, you know, this is kind of a New York thing, but if you were dating a guy and then one day, like, I mean, just like, you know, dating, like not,
I'm listening.
Not in a serious relationship. If you were dating a guy and you were on the subway going to work one day or something like that, and you saw him on the subway and he was like rapping out loud with his headphones on or doing something like that, would you then break up with him?
I would.
Oh, God. That means you're a psycho.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. Like, looking in, they look at their reflection and they, like, do the, you know, rapping. It's the same
That's
thing as you're doing, like,
that. The guy's handing out their mixtapes.
Or you're doing the fucking air guitar or something, like, doing the frets, like, as though you're listening to the song or
just
something.
Just, like, being into it, yeah.
It's like, fucking G chord, F chord, G chord. It's like, dude, you're not fooling anybody, okay? Fucking Eddie Van Halen, relax.
Like, you're gonna get discovered on the subway?
Yeah, like, oh, this guy knows a fucking power chord.
It's
Check him
crazy.
Out. Yeah. Fucking Loserville.
Welcome to Loserville.
Yeah, guys, that's it for us. Just hit the hour. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you, everybody that fucking wrote in.
Yep.
As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. That'll pump us up in the charts and in the rankings. We appreciate that.
We need your love and support more than ever.
Yeah, we're out on an island right now, gentlemen, and we need the life support.
Pushing off, us guys. And Wilson.
I appreciate that, as always.
And we're going to continue to do, you know, this is our third family episode. Third family question.
Everybody seems to be loving these. They write in that, you know, these are some of their favorite episodes and stuff like that. So we appreciate that. We're going to keep doing them.
100%.
You can check us out at shmatreon.com, everything. And, guys, thank you. So I want to thank Gas for sure. As corny as it sounds, from the bottom of our hearts, it's an awesome family here. Gas is fantastic. We appreciate all the support from Ralph and
100%.
The whole production team, Bobby Hutch. Everything has been fantastic.
And not that you're not gonna, because I know you are, because you found us through Gas Digital, is please keep supporting Gas Digital and everything that they do. What they do is super important as far as comedy is concerned, I feel. So please keep supporting them. Support us. We love you guys. We're all trying our best for you to make everybody happy, and we love this so much. And Dylan, thank you so much for everything, my friend.
Dylan,
we love
G-Mike,
you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
And that's it. We'll be back with a new episode, and we'll be cooking and booking, baby.
Yeah, so, buddy.
We love you, and we'll see you guys soon.
Peace.